As the number of SARS cases in China continues to rise, China's premier, Wang Jiabao, says more work needs to be done to bring the flu-like disease under control. Beijing reports the highest incidence of severe acute respiratory syndrome with nearly 1,900 cases and more than 100 deaths. But in Shanghai, China's second city with a population of 16 million, only 6 SARS cases have been confirmed. The World Health Organization has questioned that figure. David Lohr is associate editor at the Shanghai Daily. The suspicion is that Shanghai officials are under-reporting SARS cases. Is that right?
Well, Bob, there's a great deal of speculation regarding the official numbers. We're up to 6 confirmed cases of SARS, 11 suspected cases, and some 170 people have been isolated, or quarantined, rather. The rule of thumb among the foreign correspondents here is that you take the official figure and you multiply it by 10, and you might come up with a more accurate number than the Shanghai Information Office is releasing.
Shanghai is China's international trading hub. So what would that mean to Shanghai if there were a lot more cases of SARS reported there?
Well, of course, the economic impact is already being felt. The travel sector and tourism sector have been hit very hard. Hotel occupancy is suffering. The main tourist attractions are virtually empty. So there's certainly a profound economic impact, which I think scares the powers that be here, because Shanghai is China's showcase city and they want to put the best face on this.
China's health minister and the mayor of Beijing were fired for failing to handle properly the SARS outbreak. Wouldn't that be a lesson for Shanghai officials?
So far, nothing like that has happened, and there's been no fallout like that in Shanghai. The Shanghai city government has gone to great lengths to be transparent. Nevertheless, even among common people, there persists a great deal of circumspection regarding the official numbers. Shanghai's proximity to Hong Kong and Guangdong province, places where the outbreak was rather severe, is much closer than Beijing. This is a city of 16 million people, that there were no fatalities, that there are only 6 confirmed cases. Then again, Shanghai has taken very strict measures to combat SARS. You see people on the streets spraying trees with sanitizing equipment. I mean, elevators are constantly being wiped down with any manner of cleansing agents. My computer was sprayed down with vinegar. I came in one day, I thought I was typing on a salad. So they are taking very stringent measures, and they're trying to win back the confidence of the people, which they lost, because during that period when they kept the lid on things, the outbreak worsened and many people died.
David Lohr is associate editor of the Shanghai Daily newspaper.